the easiest way to talk about Audio Reader is not in the broad scope of the station, which is on the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. I think, let me give you a real example. There's a listener named Travis, and he is from St. Joe, Missouri. And I want to say 4 years ago, Travis was 23 years old, was on a hunting trip with his brother. Accidentally, a rifle went off in the cab of their pickup. A bullet struck him in the temple, and he lost his sight permanently. He contacted Audio Reader, and he asked us to read Field and Stream magazine to him and to record it and send to him, which we did. And also a magazine, I frankly lost the name of it in my memory, but it's a magazine about car rebuilding. And we did that, and we had volunteers, and still have volunteers, who still read these magazines monthly, and we sent it to him in recorded form. He told us last year that he was able to harvest, which I guess is he killed a deer with bow and arrow. He was able to build with his brother a car, and he and his brother both drove it in some sort of demolition derby. And he ran and campaigned for mayor of St. Joseph, Missouri. All blind, all newly blind.
So the service definitely helped him.
It helped him. You met Kim Merle today, Jay. She holds a PhD from Kansas University. She was born blind, and Audio Reader has helped her since she was 8 years old. So I'm telling you these stories, if you will, so you can see this is not just a radio station. You know, we record, I have recorded the operating manual to a Maytag dishwasher so that one of our listeners could repair his own dishwasher in his home. And this goes on 24/7, 365.
It's not just a radio station. It's what? Fill in the blank.
Well, I'm not articulate enough to say what, but one of our listeners says it's hope.
And is there still hope at Audio Reader?
Absolutely. You know, this is bigger than a hiccup, bigger than a bump in the road, but this is something that Audio Reader will overcome and come out the other side of, and we will continue to provide what is a well-needed and wonderful set of services to the blind and sight-impaired.